if it's going to be under the Christmas tree, and you can wear it, or play with it, or listen to it, or watch it, there's a good chance that it came from China, and it's already here. It came across the Pacific inside a steel container aboard a ship. This fall, the demand for imported goods far exceeded projections, and in Southern California, at the twin ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, 30 or more container ships could often be found at anchor offshore, waiting to unload. NPR's Noah Adams went to Long Beach for the maiden arrival of the MSC Texas. It's one of the new supersized container vessels. They're called megaships.
2 miles out in the ocean, the tugboats have gathered to help bring the Texas into port. The tugs playfully spin and spray plumes of water, and two of them are nose-to-nose like bulldogs pushing each other.
Everybody's kind of excited about the new ship coming in, so they're being boys.
It's a big day for the Port of Long Beach, a year in the planning. It'll be a tight fit along the channel into the dock, with just a few feet of clearance under a bridge. When the Texas was on the drawing board, the designers had this very port in mind.
So we're waiting for him to approach us.
Then the big ship comes out of the morning fog to the rendezvous point. The containers, green, yellow, red, are stacked 6 and 7 high above the deck. 4,000 containers are on board. The Texas is longer than 3 football fields.
Foster, the MSC Texas.
Foster, good morning.
Brent Foss, good.
Captain Scott Culver is driving our tugboat as the ship is eased into the channel. The tugs take radio commands from the harbor pilot up on the bridge of the Texas.
Bren half. Spirit pull half at 90.
Scott Culver tells me there are 7 local Bren pilots half assigned to this mega ship. 2 to work, 5 to learn.
Scotty, that'll do it. Thanks very much for your help. We'll see you later.
Roger, thank you. That was a lot of fun. Nicely done.
Thank you.
And with the Texas now secure at the dock, we go up on board to meet the captain, George Shirk. He has been with this ship since the final weeks of construction. Now he seems happy, and yes, he was worried.
Yeah, because due to the size and the narrowness of the channel, no? Every master has to be worried, otherwise he's not acting as a responsible master. No? If anything goes wrong here, you're running into a big disaster, no? A real disaster.
Captain Shirk works for the German company that owns the Texas. His officers are German, the crew Filipino. The ship is chartered by a Swiss company, and it was built in South Korea.
In commemoration of your maiden voyage, the Port of Long Beach sends our best wishes to the captain and crew of MSC Texas. Thank you very much.
The day after the Texas arrived, there was a dockside party. The shipping company's North American CEO was there to receive the congratulations of clients, many of whom had cargo on board.
I admire you from one point of view, to fill up such a ship.
Especially being the first time that we come with the big ships.
He is a good guy.
Thank you for your support.
Nicola Arena of the Mediterranean Shipping Company, MSC. His firm wants more big ships and better ports.
If you are not fast enough to receive all the merchandise, you don't have enough products on the shelves when the Christmas season comes. You see, we can build a ship in 6 months. But if you want to keep the pace with the shipping, you must build very fast new ports, new railroads, new expressways. Not easy.
Then it's the longshoreman's work to be done. The containers, most of them 40 feet in length, are lifted up and off the ship. The giant cranes are called hammerheads. The operator sits in a cab that travels out over the cargo bays.
Were there more drivers over there?
As each steel box comes down, it is settled onto the trailer of a truck that has just pulled up. Another move in the precisely timed choreography of global shipping.
I'm really in awe. I think it's beautiful. And when I see the hammerheads working and I see them boomed up at night and you can see the lights on them from certain areas in town, I don't know. I just get this big sense of pride. I just love what happens down there.
Julia Brady has had her union card for 6 years. She's worked running a forklift, now has a rotator cuff injury, and regrets missing what she calls the huge work that's out there. A union member starts at about $20 an hour. Someone could make, depending on the job and the hours, over $100,000 a year. But Brady warns the docks are dangerous.
One of the shipmates was decapitated when the line snapped. and caught him in his head. So along with all the beauty, there is so much danger down there that people don't seem to understand. You know, I ask people when they come in, don't talk to me about wages. I want to know, how are you going to go home safely tonight? There's power in the fight, be power in the life,
power in the hand of the worker. A videotape featuring a Billy Bragg song plays at the local union hall, part of an orientation session for new casual workers. Casuals work part-time, with no benefits, learning the jobs, hoping to earn their cards. Back in the summer, the union made a deal with the Pacific Maritime Association, the PMA. It hires and pays the dock workers. More than 1,000 current casuals were given union status, and 3,000 more casuals were signed up. But the training takes time, and so the Texas and other ships still wait days to unload. The PMA wants the longshoremen to work more hours, to sign up for extra shifts, and some have. But Dave Arian, president of the local, says the backup has not been labor's fault. And he says the whole unloading process is inefficient. The big shippers get preference. For example, the Walmart containers come off the boat fast.
If I'm a crane driver and I'm taking a container off, then I take the next container off, and then the guy tells me, dig down three, sidetrack these two containers. I've just lost five moves. I'm not being as efficient. But that's the employer call. And they make their money off 450,000 Walmart containers coming through this port every year. And whoever gets that contract is making their money for the year.
That's Dave Arian of the union. Jim McKenna of the Pacific Maritime Association says, yes, the best customers will get the best service.
I would say that happens, not just for Walmart. There's hot cargo out there, obviously, and particularly when you have ships that are idling and not working. And I think the companies, and rightfully so, respond to that.
It takes 3 days to unload and then load the Texas. And the longshoremen will come to know this mega ship. She'll be back soon from China with enough cargo, it's estimated, to completely stock a good-sized shopping mall. Noah Adams, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can see photos of the MSC Texas at NPR.org. And later today on All Things Considered, NOAA reports on containers and terrorism. One other note, our series Hidden Kitchens is normally heard at this time on Friday. It will return next week.